In Kenya, like most places in the world, finding out you're HIV positive is the loneliest thing imaginable.
Actually, many people who are HIV positive, the moment they discover their status, either by accident or after checking, the first thing that hits them is like, oh my God, what is going to happen if my partner gets to know? What is going to happen if my family and friends get to know?
That was Stacey Wakesho, who founded a care group in her name. Stacey Care Foundation organizes meetups for HIV-positive singles. According to UNAID, there are about 1,600,000 adults living with HIV in Kenya. That's a lot of lonely hearts.
Stacey Care Foundation helped them to realize that they can start a new life with new people, new friends who have got the same status like they do, and we give them an opportunity to love again and to be loved again.
Stacey Care Foundation helps people come to terms with their diagnosis. Nelly Mjiri, a community health worker who works with HIV-positive patients, says this is the hardest part.
One of the most difficult part, like Stacey said, is once you realize that you're HIV positive, it becomes very difficult to accept yourself. Actually, to digest that you are positive is not easy. So in the healthcare, we find this is where we come in, to make them understand that the fact that you have turned out to be positive is not the end of life. It is actually the beginning of a different kind of life, a life whereby you need to be more careful.
From the first meeting in 2008, Stacey Care has grown hugely. Now, Stacey says there are almost 5,000 participants across Kenya. I asked Stacey how she organizes the gatherings.
There are those who believe in partying and there are those who believe in prayer, so we mix the two. First of all, they share their experiences, they bring out their pain very openly. When you share, that's when now you start healing. You cannot heal with medication alone, you can't. So what I can comfortably say is that many people have made friends. I cannot really give a figure of how many have gotten married, but the number is huge.
Stacey introduced me to another woman named Nellie as well. This Nellie is soft-spoken and shy, and she first came to a Stacey Care meeting in 2009. She told me her story.
So it was last year I met my husband, Dan. He just came for a normal meeting. Then he saw me and he loved me. Loved him also, so we started knowing each other. Now we have stayed in our marriage 1 year. We are happily married. We are taking our drugs and we have hope.
There's something else about Nellie's story that highlights just how lonely many people would be without Stacey Care.
Through Stacey Care, I met so many friends and we share a lot about HIV, but I've not told anybody from my family members.
Even though Nellie is married, her relatives don't know how she and her husband met. She's not the only one. According to Stacey, many people haven't told their families that they are HIV positive. That's why she believes that so many people find love so important, even life prolonging.
I hear of a lot more of good stories than sad stories. I would say that for the past 10 years since I started Stacey Care, I've buried only maybe about 3.
One of Kenya's biggest newspapers recently published an article featuring 2 experts who recommended creating government-run remarriage bureaus for HIV widows. So far, however, that has not come to pass. This is Brenna Daldorf from Nairobi.